Hey, Danny Kay here, and thank you for tuning in to the Danny Kay Fitness and Motivation Podcast. Y'all, I know it's been a long minute since I have done a podcast on this channel. So, I'm gonna promise that I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm not gonna fall short. I'm gonna, you know, keep my promise, keep my word, and I'm gonna try and get you some more podcasts to listen to get motivated to, you know, do some of your fitness stuff, whatever the tips, whatever it might be. So as you're listening to these, if I'm, you know, hitting something that y'all want to hear, or if I'm not saying something that y'all, you know, want to hear a little bit more of, or you want to hear like certain tips on certain things, like whatever, throw them out at me so that I can bring to you what you actually want to hear. So, you know, give me some tips, give me some conversation. You know, it's definitely an open forum. you know, before I get started, I want to let you guys know where you can find me on social medias. So with Facebook, of course, I have my personal Facebooks, I have my professional Facebooks. So personal Facebook, or I should say social medias, right? So my Facebook, personal Facebook is just that, Danny Knight, DanniKnight. My personal Instagram is Danny Knight, or I'm sorry, Danny, Danni, underscore Knight, Knight, 16. My business page for Facebook is Danny K Gym of Wellness. And of course, my Instagram for business is Danny K Gym of Wellness. Also, a little side something that y'all may or may not know. I do have a t-shirt company, and it's called Express Yourself Tees, starting with an X. Okay. Pretty fancy, right? Or we call it XYTs. We call it XYTs for short, right? So on Facebook, I am XYT. So X, Y, and T-E-E-S. Instagram, I am Express with an X. So that would be X-P-R-E-S-S underscore yourself underscore T-E-E-S. So of course, you know, websites, DannyKGymOfWellness.com. Okay. So with no further ado, like I want to get to like our first topic. So basically our first topic for since, you know, forever, right? I can't even remember how many years it's been. So what I want to talk to you guys today, topic is don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Okay. So just meaning y'all can't stop doing anything. Like you have to keep pushing on everything and anything. You know, if you've got a goal in mind, you have got to push that goal. Sometimes, you know, obstacles come in our way. But we have to look at that as, let's say, like one of my favorite analogies, with something like that is when you think about like throwing a rock into a river, right? The river's flowing and then you throw a rock into it. Yes, that's an obstacle. But what happens with the water from the river? Does it just stop? Like, oh no, I don't know what the heck to do. No, it doesn't. It flows over, around, under. It doesn't even stop, doesn't even think about it. So what I want you guys to, you know, and the more present you are and the more you face your obstacles and face your obstacles more present and face your obstacles with this kind of mindset, you can think about it like that. Just think, oh, okay, there's a rock in my river. I am the water and I'm just going to flow over, around, under, and I'm just going to keep going, right? Now, we're not always, you know, we don't always think about that. I personally don't always think it like that at the very beginning. You know what I mean? Depending on what the obstacle is, depending on how my emotions are involved, right? Because when we get emotions involved, you know, sometimes it can bring a little helter skelter to your life, right? So, but the more that you're present and the more you kind of like catch yourself, maybe that obstacle gets thrown into your way, and then, you freak out a little bit, but then you kind of bring yourself back. Okay, hold on. A rock in a river, the river flows around it, around above it, all that stuff. You bring yourself back down. Okay, so what can I do? And then you start analyzing and start, as I like to say, you start responding instead of replying, right? Reply is action. Response is more of like a calming, like I've thought about it. Now I'm going to, give my thought information out to you, my thought suggestions out to you, instead of just replying with like emotion and action and just like, blah, you know what I mean? So when I was thinking about this topic, because some of you may or may not know, those of you that are following me on social media already, you guys know that I am involved in a contest for Hers magazine, HERS. So some of you may have heard of that, some may not. So it's Muscle and Fitness Hers. So it's the female version, if you will, of the men's Muscle and Fitness magazine. So basically what the contest is, of course it's, all votes, they have you apply, they accept you or not, and you if they accept you, you get a link, you throw the link out, you email the link out, like you whatever, tell people however your thing is to tell people to vote. So, and then as they're voting, then there's certain phases, right? So right now we're in the group phase. So let me backtrack. So basically with this magazine, Hers magazine, it's a different contest, but 28 to 30 years ago, somewhere around there, I applied for a contest that Hers was having, and it was, you get the cover of the magazine, that kind of thing, but it wasn't what this is. So this title, this time around, this title is Miss Health and Fitness 2024. Okay. Back 28, 30 years ago, I can't remember the exact contest of what it was. But basically you get the cover page, cover story, all of that. So I applied. I'm like, why not? Like, I'm fit. And it was at the beginning of my fitness career, a couple of years into my fitness career. So I applied and I got a letter back. Hey, yes, I said letter, because back then we didn't have emails and social media and all that stuff. So I got a letter back stating that I was too muscular for what they were looking for. They were afraid that, my muscles would make all the females think that you had to be muscular in order to be fit. Okay, I was a little pissy, right? But here's where don't stop, can't stop, won't stop comes into effect. Just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, right? Now, being 28, 30 years later, I was now accepted. I applied for the contest, and I was accepted, right? So that in and itself was just put me on cloud nine. You know what I mean? Because like back in the day, I was, I guess maybe it was taboo to have muscle, right? So now as a female in the fitness industry with muscle, I'm being now accepted from a magazine that wasn't accepting of me back 28, 30 years ago, right? So that's just the coolest part. Now, as we're into our voting, I am actually currently in first place in my group. Now, I don't know how they did the groups or anything like that, but and I don't know how many groups there are, but this is the first cut. So May 16th at 7 p.m. is the first cut, and then it goes into the next cut, so many days, and then the next, so it keeps dwindling down till we get into the semifinals and the finals and all that stuff, right? So hopefully, Lord willing, with everybody that has been following me and voting for me, I appreciate it so much. So this means this is a big deal to me. It means a great deal to me. One, just to be accepted, because like I said, 28, 30 years ago, they didn't accept me. So that's when I started thinking about this topic of, you know, don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. I'm not going to stop being who I am. I can't stop being who I am. So, you know, there's some people out there that, you know, back in the day didn't accept me for my muscularity. Now I'm being accepted for my muscularity. I didn't stop. I wasn't saying, oh, well, they didn't like me because I was muscular, so I'm going to be less muscular so they like me. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, as y'all know. I'm not going to water anything down. You're going to like me for who I am, because I am my authentic self, or you're not going to like me, right? So, and not saying, again, not saying that the magazine did not like me, right? It was just not what they were looking for at the time, right? So, and again, just because it hasn't happened or just because it didn't happen doesn't mean that it won't happen in the future, right? So, you know, 28 years, you know, 30, whatever it is, 28 to 30 years later, you know, I see this contest, and it's not the same exact contest, but it's the same magazine, right? And so, you know, I still have my little, oh dear, they didn't like me, you know, so many years ago. Why are they going to like me this time? Or they didn't accept me last time. Why are they going to accept me this time? Well, just because they didn't accept me last time doesn't mean they're not going to accept me this time. So I had to at least try, right? So again, I'm not going to stop. I won't stop, and I can't stop. And like I said, just because it didn't happen 28 years ago doesn't mean that now might be my time, right, guys? Like, now might be the time that I actually win this contest. I'm first in my group. So, you know, currently, right? So, and I'm still trying to stay humble, right? Still trying to be like, oh my God, like any point in time, somebody could slip up above me, right? You know, so, and I think this contest goes on till like, you know, like the different stages and the voting stages is up until July, mid-July, something like that. So y'all are going to be sick and tired of seeing my, did you vote yet? Did you vote yet? Did you vote yet? Because you can vote every single day. It's 24 hours a voting process. So if you vote, you know, today at 12 noon, you can't vote till tomorrow, 12 noon, right? So I just thought it was very, I've been thinking about this magazine, this cover, and, you know, what it was like so many years ago till now, and thinking to myself, you know, like, I didn't stop being me. I didn't stop my fitness journey. I didn't stop being muscular just because some people, and I got it back in the day, man. I got it. So many people would come up to me and be like, oh, you know, you look great, but I don't want to look like you. You're too muscular. You're too this, you're too that. Well, you know what? I'm not doing this for you. So move along. But back then, I was in more of an intimidated kind of mindset, right? So when people were saying they didn't like me, I was just like, or they didn't like my muscle. And I was like, oh man, did I just screw my body up by being so muscular? You know, because it wasn't accepted. Like I said, it was taboo back then. Now it's not. But I'm glad. I'm so glad that I didn't stop being me. I'm glad that I didn't stop being my authentic self. I like me. I liked me. I liked what I put into. I liked all the work that I put into it. I still like all the work that I put into this. This is discipline. And I always tell people, you know, everybody's like, oh, I need motivation. You need discipline, because discipline begins where motivation ends. And I'm going to say that again. Discipline begins where motivation ends. I'm telling y'all, y'all can do whatever you set your mind to. And like I said, if you do something and you try for something, you set a goal and you try for it, and it doesn't happen right then and there, it doesn't mean that it's not going to ever happen. If it's something that is in your crawl, is something that is in your blood, something that you want, don't give up. You know, just because it doesn't happen right now doesn't mean that it won't happen. Keep that goal in mind, you know, and just keep plugging away at it, and eventually it will happen. Now, not to say that I always, you know, like, oh, I always wanted to be on the cover of a magazine. That wasn't really necessarily a goal of mine, but You know, I kept plugging away at my fitness. I kept plugging away at my health, right? I kept plugging away and didn't let anyone tell me that just because they didn't like my muscles that, you know, I was going to stop because they didn't like my muscles. No, forget that. If you're being authentic to yourself and there's a goal or a dream or a desire that you have, please don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Okay. Don't, you can't stop doing it. It's your passion, like go with it, flow with it. And, you know, like another favorite analogies is, it's a story, basically. It's not even really an analogy. But Thomas Edison, he created the light bulb, right? Well, he tried 999 times before he actually created the light bulb, that thousandth time, right? So, I mean, just imagine if, you know, after doing it three or four times, somebody was laughing at him, like, what do you think you're doing? You know, like, what if he stopped? I mean, we would not be having light bulbs right now. We wouldn't have light, right? So, I know it's a little far-fetched. Somebody would have came up with it. But the point is, he didn't stop. He couldn't stop. And he wouldn't stop until he found a way to create the light bulb, right? So what he found was 999 ways that it wouldn't work. But eventually you stay at it. Eventually you're going to find a way that it will work. Okay. So please guys, you know, I'm going to wrap it up. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening. If this resonates with you, if this, you know, hits you somewhere and motivates you or gets you to not stop doing, if you were on that verge of maybe possibly stopping to do something because somebody was laughing at you or, you know, telling you like, what do you think? You're nothing. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, what, you know, or just giving you any kind of negative connotation. If you're in that kind of situation right now and this resonates with you, please, or, you know, anybody that, you know, this might resonate with, please share this out. And, you know, think about it the next time when you go to set a goal or something like that, you know, think about just because it doesn't happen right now, doesn't mean it won't ever happen. If it's something that you're passionate about, just keep going. Doors will open, you know, and maybe doors will open and open and open. And then finally, the one door that you wanted to open 28 years ago now opens. So that's where I'm at, right? So I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. Please, you know, drop me some comments, give me some voice messages, follow me on social media. Again, I'm Danny Knight on Facebook, Danny_Knight16 on Instagram, Danny K. Jimma Wellness on Facebook, Danny K. Jimma Wellness on Instagram. And then of course my t-shirt company, XYTEES, Express Yourself Tees. Find me on social media somewhere and follow me. Let me know that you've listened to my podcast, that it resonates with you. And like I said, please share this out. And I'm going to keep coming at you with more and more podcasts. I promise. I'm getting back in it. And, you know, don't stop, can't stop, won't stop, baby. Let's go, guys. Until next time, stay in tune, stay informed, stay motivated. See you guys.